Yeah, I guess you could say there was an inspiration that kind of happened to bring us onto the path we went on with, I'm sure everyone's heard about all the layoffs and the closing of Whirlpool lately, and just the Fort Smith economy as a whole and its workforce is taking a pretty big hit. We're supposed to have Mitsubishi come in, and we've had that held up for a while now. And, you know, there's just kind of been a gray cloud over this area. And Brad Lewis came to me with an idea, and he's the co-founder of the event as well. And it spawned from how can we help these few people at Whirlpool to, you know, there's a bigger need for this that a lot of people in our region stand to benefit from. And it's just kind of taken off from there.
Work and wellness are two of the titles, as well as wealth. All sorts of things can happen if you've lost your job or you know you're about to lose your job. I know that you'll be able – people attending this expo will be able to have one-on-one conversations about health insurance.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have some charities there and even some experienced health insurance professionals to answer a lot of questions. You know, people get laid off with a severance. It only lasts so long. Without a severance, they're in, you know, even hotter water quicker. So we're going to have some people from the Good Samaritan Clinic down here and a lot of other organizations that people really just don't know about. Believe it or not, there is help out there for people in this situation. And this doesn't even just have to be necessarily for those that have been laid off, but, you know, just been hit hard recently and can't afford the wellness side, the checkups. We're going to have people here to help you address your concerns and make sure you get taken care of.
What are some of the other organizations people will be able to meet with?
Oh, man, we have got a good community outpour. We've got people all the way as far as Little Rock coming down to help us out with this thing. Mercy Medical Hospital is the presenting sponsor, and they're going to provide, you know, more services than I could selfishly ask of any organization. We're going to have Susan G. Komen come on board and even help out. They'll do some exams there as well to help some people. Sparks Medical Center from around here is going to be there. I mean, everything from a cholesterol test to the breast cancer awareness and exams and things of that line on up to some just basic info about if you can't afford, you know, an ER visit, some more affordable and more realistic levels of treatment that are affordable and are available in this area.
You put work as the first word in the Work, Wealth, and Wellness Expo. That means there's going to be help for people trying to find the next job or training for the next job?
Absolutely. Everywhere from people who have been laid off, there's some stimulus funds that have been allotted to help even cover some education expenses if maybe they want to go back to college for a while they're enjoying their severance. We're going to have everything from that to some local HR professionals will be on site to help you go over interview tips, go over your resume, kind of give you some pointers on it. And if you don't have a resume, we've actually had some laptops with software on it for resume creation provided by Staples for the day. So we're going to have HR reps to help us go through on those and create you a good-looking resume if you don't have one.
You've got so many people lined up. I guess it wasn't difficult to get people to sign on, to come on board?
Well, you know, at first that was our concern. We were wondering, you know, well, we're nobodies. Who's going to be giving us a serious ear? Well, as soon as people around this area started kind of hearing about what we were doing, the list started filling up. We actually had to turn some people away, and still till this day are, you know, pre-screening. Anyone that can really help, we're letting in on it if we have room for them. And, you know, there's some to where there was a lot of healthcare professionals out there that wanted in on it. Well, you know, we're booked and we're good on that. So believe it or not, we've just had a lot of people that have got a lot of good things to offer knocking at our door to get in on this thing.
It's on a Saturday. Was that designed so you could get maximum people to help and maximum people to be able to show up?
Absolutely. I did a little bit of market research from some events that we've had in the past year, and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. has been when the massive crowds have been recorded at just some different venues around town. And it is the Saturday before Easter, but we're kind of taking it taking the Easter theme and running with it to the point that we're going to have a 4,000-square-foot room dedicated to the kids that they can go hang out and play in while the parents are getting their one-on-one help with whatever it may be that they are there for. We're going to have a kids' room where they can decorate Easter egg baskets. If they don't have one, they can create their own and use those baskets for the egg hunts throughout the rest of the weekend. So it's going to be a good time. Hopefully get a lot of good advice out of it, and try to even twist the community fun part into it as well.
Is there an extra benefit to, beside people finding out about college or other opportunities in employment or about healthcare benefits or resume building, just the fact that some people might be going and getting a boost from knowing there are people in the community willing to help?
Oh, that's one of the main things that I see this turning into, and we plan on making it an annual event now, and I think the awareness for that's going to grow as we continue to do it. There's so many resources that are available, you know, no matter what you're in. We're going to have credit counselors there to, you know, help you plan your finances and kind of manage your funds and give you a realistic time until you may find another job. We're even going to have small business consultants there if someone's got maybe a little nest egg or a little pension that's pretty nice size and they don't want to return to the workforce as an employee. We're going to have some small business consultants there to kind of let you know where the starting ground is, some resources you can go to, and just have a little one-on-one with you about trying to help you get going in that area. So I think this is just going to be a good community resource, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout of some people that we can help.
Finally, you mentioned it was a Saturday before Easter. Perhaps there are some people who just can't make it on that day. Is there anything, anywhere that they can go to find some of these resources that they won't be able to take advantage of on Saturday?
Absolutely. There's going to be media releases let out pretty often, you know, some news coverage. We got the event put up on Facebook, Work, Wealth, and Wellness Expo. Feel free to look us up on there. And you can contact Brad Lewis or myself, Miles Crawford, at pretty much any time throughout the year. And if they've missed out or just can't make it that day, then we'll be more than happy to point them in the right direction to maybe what they missed out on.